Hello.
Hey, thank you for calling back, Mike.
This is Mike.
Yeah, Mike here. You hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, I can hear you. You got me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. So, Michael, well, I looked at the, you know, the transfer you sent over, and it says
yeah.
we can only transact that amount into a Canadian bank, right? And it gives me a list of about 10 banks that are Canadian banks that we can transfer this amount to. And that, of course, would not work because we don't have a Canadian bank account, right? We're based in the USA, like I mentioned to you, and this simply wouldn't work.
Okay, but the transfer went through, did it not? Yeah, the transfer went through on our end.
Well, Naya, it's just with your bank right now. So if we answer the security question and we connect our Canadian bank account, that's when the transfer is going to happen, right? So, you know, and we cannot do that because we don't have a Canadian bank account that we can transfer this amount into. So I guess this would not work. You just have to cancel this. I mean, it's not gone through as yet anyway. You could just cancel it, and we will have to look at some other ways to do it. I mean, this is not going to work.
Yeah, okay. She's going to have to go cancel that or that whole, because they don't have a Canadian bank to put it in. Okay, then we're going to have to wait till Monday where we can go into the bank, I guess, and do a wire transfer directly with the bank because the banks aren't open till Monday.
Yeah, no, that I realize. I'm so sorry about the hassle, man. I mean, I just want to make this as easier as possible, but nothing seems to be working out, right? So if we have to wait until Monday, I'm more than happy to wait, right?
Yeah, I hope that we can cancel the e-transfer now.
I can tell you that the amount has not been transferred over to us. I mean, you are the sending party and we are the receiving party. If we have not received the payment, then you have your payment in your account or with your bank, right? So I'm pretty sure you should be able to cancel it without a hassle.
Okay, well, let's leave it till Monday then, and we'll have to go into the bank and do a wire transfer directly with the bank. Yeah, no, Chris is going to transfer. She just did. They didn't accept it yet, so it's not going through. They can't accept it. Right? So it's not going to get transferred until we figure something else out. Correct?
It's not going to be transferred until we have a Canadian bank that we can transfer this over to.
And you don't have one.
We don't, of course. I mean, we like I said, we are a U.S.-based company, and we don't have any accounts in Canada.
Okay. Well, we're going to see what we can do on this end. We're going to have to call the bank, and then we're going to have to wait till Monday, I guess, to go in person and do it.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's completely fine with me. I mean, I still want to work with you, all right? So, I'm so sorry about the hassle.
Yeah, the only way you guys can take the money out is if we put another $100 in because our bank is charging us $1.41 instead of $1.33.
Well, I'll ask my, you know, finance team, and I'll see if we can, you know, rather bill you like, you know, because I converted. I think your bank is charging like 0.72 per U.S. dollar. I think that's the conversion rate they're following, and you know, the current rate right now is 0.75. So. That said, if we have to take a little less amount, like $100 less, I'll let you know, and we'll.
Yeah, because that's the only other way it's going to work. Yeah, because we talked to the bank, and they're when I did on the calculator, when you're the one that you showed me, it said $1.33 Canadian per U.S. dollar, right? And our bank is saying they're charging $1.41, so there's an 8 cents difference.
Right, that's their profit.
So unless
they don't charge you a service fee, but then they, you know.
Yeah, and I argued with them, but they said, you know what, that's the market rate. This is our rate. You can't argue with a bank.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So we'll try to figure this out at my end. If it doesn't work out, then I'll let you know.
Yeah.
But
stay connected. If you can lower your end, to make it so it's $2,300 Canadian. At $1.41, because that's what they're charging, and then we'll have to make up the difference later on.
Yeah, I'll try and pull some strings, and I'll keep you posted, and I'll get back to you if I have a better news for you.
Sorry, we didn't get back to you because we were walking the dogs. And I left the
phone
here.
I was having my lunch, so you know I missed your call as well. So I think we better connect.
Yeah, see, with the time difference, I don't know either because we're in Canada. What time is it there now?
Well, it's actually 12:55 here. And I left for lunch
Well,
like, you
see,
know.
here it's almost 6 o'clock at night.
Oh,
Right? We're almost 5:30, 6 o'clock at night. So yeah, there's
I
a
mean,
5 hour
you should be
difference,
like
I
3 hours
guess.
ahead. I mean, shouldn't you be like 3 hours ahead?
Oh, here it's 4:55.
Wow, okay,
It's
that's a lot
almost
of
5 o'clock.
difference. All right, I mean, yeah, I mean
Right?
that's a lot of difference, but you know, it's still
Yeah.
middle of the day here, and you
Yeah.
know, I'll try and leave you a message before I leave for the day with whatever works out, whether I am able to do something, whether we have to wait until Monday. I'll leave you a last update before I leave for the day. All right?
Okay, that sounds great.
Right, Mike, thank you for all your help. I'll let you
Yep.
go and I'll keep you posted. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, cheers,
Bye
buddy.
bye.
Bye.
No, it's not.
Bye.